الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كالذي تقول وخيرا مما نقول. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك، ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم آت سيدنا ومولانا محمدا الوسيلة، واجعل في المصطفين محبته، وفي الأعلين درجته، وفي المقربين ذكره. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي، وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين، وذريته وأهل بيته، كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي، وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء، وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة، وبعث المقام المحمود الذي وعدته، واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن قومه، وصلي على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. جزا الله عنا نبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. جزا الله عنا نبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم آتنا من لدنك رحمة، اللهم آتنا من لدنك رحمة، اللهم آتنا من لدنك رحمة، وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا، وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا، وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا، وارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا، اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا، اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا، وأصلح ذات بيننا، واهدنا سبل السلام، ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور، وجنبنا الفواحش والفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. بارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. واجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك، مثنين بها قابلها، وأتمها علينا. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، وأكرمنا ولا تهنا، وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا، وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا، وأرضنا عنك وضعنا. اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا، وأعذنا من شرور نفوسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا شر ما قضيت، فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عديت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت، نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك، صلى الله على النبي الكريم. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وألف بين قلوبهم، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم عن الكفرة الذين يسدون عن سبيلك ويقاتلون أولياءك، اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، من اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. Oh Allah, forgive our sins, oh Allah. Oh minor sins, oh major sins. Or sins that we have done in the night, at night or in the day, hidden or open, knowingly or unknowingly. Allah, forgive all our sins, O Allah Ta'ala. O Allah Ta'ala, forgive all our sins, O Allah Ta'ala. All the past and all the future, O Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah, nobody can restrict you, nobody can stop you, Allah Ta'ala. If you wish to forgive Allah Ta'ala in one stroke, you can forgive everything, Allah Ta'ala. You can forgive all the past and you can forgive all the future in just a single stroke, Allah Ta'ala. Just one nazar of yours, Allah Ta'ala. One glance of mercy, Allah Ta'ala, is enough for us, Allah Ta'ala. Just one glance of mercy, Allah Ta'ala, on us especially and on the entire ummah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, do forgive us, Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, do forgive us, Allah Ta'ala. We do acknowledge, we do accept that we are sinners, Allah Ta'ala. We have no excuse. We are absolutely wrong in what we've done for all the past that we have committed knowingly and unknowingly, secretly or openly. We have got no excuse, Allah Ta'ala. We are absolutely guilty, wrong. We acknowledge, we accept all our mistakes, all our wrongs, Allah Ta'ala. Do forgive us. Abu laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu bi dhanbi. We also acknowledge all your favors on us, Allah Ta'ala. Your favors are so immense that we can't even enumerate them. If we can't count them, we can't even enumerate them, Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, we do acknowledge all our mistakes, our weaknesses, our mistakes, Allah Ta'ala, we do acknowledge all of them, Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, do forgive us, Allah Ta'ala. Allah, do forgive us, Allah Ta'ala. Your forgiveness according to your shan, Allah Ta'ala. One stroke of forgiveness, one stroke of mercy, Allah Ta'ala, is sufficient for us, Allah Ta'ala. You decide, Allah Ta'ala, you make the decision this night, Allah Ta'ala, that all our sins are forgiven. And we live in your mercy all the time, Allah Ta'ala. Make the decision that we live in your mercy, in your compassion, in your love, right till the last, Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, we ask you for ease and afiyat, Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, after Iman, we ask you for ease and afiyat, Allah Ta'ala, in every phase of our life, in this life, at the time of death, in the qabr, in the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala, on the plains of Hashr, Allah Ta'ala, we ask you for ease and afiyat, Allah Ta'ala. We ask you for ease and afiyat, Allah Ta'ala. Allah, do forgive us, our household, our parents, our children, our progeny to come, Allah Ta'ala. All of them right until the day of Qiyamah, Allah, do forgive them. Grant them afiyat, Allah Ta'ala. Forgive them, grant them afiyat, Allah Ta'ala. Forgive them, grant them afiyat, O Allah Ta'ala. Allah, save them from the disgrace and embarrassment of both the lives. Save them from the embarrassment of and disgrace of this world and the next, O Allah Ta'ala. Allah, save them from all type of embarrassment, all type of your displeasure in this life and the next life, O Allah Ta'ala. O Allah Ta'ala, our household, our families, our children, our immediate families, our extended families, O Allah Ta'ala, our neighbors, our friends, and all the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our friends, our people of our town, our country, and all Muslims all around the world, Allah, do forgive them, Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, we ask you to send your special salawat and durood upon us, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala, through whom we have got all this good that we enjoyed, Allah Ta'ala, this whole entire Ramadan. We can't explain the happiness that we go through. And this is coming mainly through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to us, O Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, in innumerable measure, O Allah Ta'ala, send your choices, salawat and salam. Let him be pleased with every one of us, O Allah Ta'ala. Let us be the means of the coolness of his eyes, O Allah Ta'ala. Not a disgrace for him, O Allah Ta'ala. Not an embarrassment for him, O Allah Ta'ala. Let us all be a means of the coolness and the comfort of his eyes. All of us, O Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, you can do it. Nothing can stop you, O Allah Ta'ala. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. You have the will to do it. You have the power to do it. You have the might to do it. Nobody can restrict you. Nobody can restrain you, O Allah Ta'ala. But let it happen, O Allah Ta'ala. After your pleasure, O Allah Ta'ala. That's the greatest yearning that we have. That our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is happy with us. After all, he's done so much for us. We can't imagine the good that he has done for us, loving us more than our own selves, more than our parents, more than our families. He loved so much. The least we can do is be the comfort of his eyes. Let us be the comfort of his eyes. Let us be the coolness of his eyes, right? Let us be the coolness of his eyes. When our time approaches to leave the world, let it be a time that you are pleased with us and we are pleased to see you. Let it be a moment that we are pleased to see you, and you are pleased to see us. We are pleased to see you and you are pleased to see us. Let it not be a day that we don't look forward to. We run away. We are afraid of that moment. Let it be the day, the most enjoyable day of our life. The most enjoyable day. Allah Ta'ala, you can make it happen, Allah Ta'ala. Make it the most enjoyable moment of our life. The moment that we leave the world, meet you, Allah. Grant us the type of actions that moment becomes the most enjoyable. The day becomes the most enjoyable. The deed that we're doing at the end is the most enjoyable, most pleasing to you, Allah Ta'ala. The day is most enjoyable, the time is most enjoyable, the moment is most enjoyable, and the deed that we do at the end is most, most pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. Allah, you can make it happen. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allah Ta'ala, you like forgiving, Allah Ta'ala. You love to forgive, Allah Ta'ala. You love to bestow, Allah Ta'ala. You love to forgive, Allah Ta'ala. And you love to bestow, Allah Ta'ala. We love to bestow, Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, let our Nabi Sallam be happy with us, Allah Ta'ala. Let our Nabi Sallam be happy with us. Thereafter, all the Sahaba Kiram, Khulafa'i Rashidin, Ahimma'i Mujtahideen, Fuqaha'i Kiram, Mufassireen, all those that had brought deen to us, Allah Ta'ala, from the smallest person to the highest person, whatever deen he's brought to us, Allah Ta'ala, reward them abundantly, Allah Ta'ala, reward them abundantly. Mainly our parents, Allah Ta'ala, our asatiza, our ustaz from the beginning right till the end, our parents, our families, and whoever encouraged us in deen through a bayan, through visiting us, in whichever way that encouraged us towards you, encouraged us towards deen, encouraged us and made dua for us, Allah Ta'ala, bless them, Allah Ta'ala. Many of them aren't around, Allah Ta'ala, but they encouraged us, they supported us, they made dua for us. We are sure, we're quite certain, Allah Ta'ala, that it's on account of their dua that we are where we are. We are where we are on account of their dua, Allah Ta'ala. It's their dua, it's their love for us, Allah Ta'ala, that we are where we are, Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, let us not be an embarrassment for them, Allah Ta'ala. Let us not be an embarrassment for them, Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala. The good example that they have displayed to us, Allah Ta'ala, let us be also a similar good example for the successors to come, for the people to come afterwards, the generations to come, like our elders were most profound, great examples, Allah Ta'ala, great imams, and great examples for us, Allah Ta'ala. Let us be right, show the right examples, and show the right precedent to the people that are to come after us, Allah Ta'ala. Let us show the right examples, the right precedent, the right lessons, to those that came after, those that will come after us, Allah Ta'ala. We are quite certain, Allah Ta'ala, that we haven't worked like we're supposed to work. We haven't sacrificed for deen like how we're supposed to sacrifice. We don't have that type of pain and that type of worry for your deen that we're supposed to be having. Allah, do forgive our shortcoming. We didn't do it rightly, Allah. We didn't do it rightly. Allah, we didn't do it rightly. How we're supposed to be doing, we didn't do it, Allah. We took it very casually, Allah. Do forgive us, Allah. Grant us that concern with afiyat, Allah. That concern and that afiyat, that how we should promote your deen, how we should appreciate your deen, and pass it to others, Allah, with love, with care, with compassion. That those that are the recipients from us, they also take it with love. They also promote it, and they also carry on with the torch of Islam right throughout their lives, right until they meet up with you, Allah. Our children, our progenies, our students, our friends, Allah, people that cooperate with us, people that join us in any good word, Allah, do forgive them, Allah. Whichever way they helped us, they supported us, they encouraged us financially, Allah, through encouragement, through their du'as, through their sacrifice, whichever way, Allah, they helped us, they helped your deen, Allah, do support them, Allah, do forgive them, do support them, do forgive them, Allah, do forgive them, do support them, Allah, forgive their families, Allah, forgive their families, Allah, help their families, Allah, one nazar, one just glance of yours, Allah, one look of yours, one sight of yours is enough for all of us, Allah. One sight with mercy and raham and karam is sufficient for all of us, Allah Ta'ala. Ek nazar e karam, Allah Ta'ala. Ek nazar e karam, Allah Ta'ala. Yaqeen usse tumhari zaat ki kisi kisam ki kami nahi hogi, Allah Ta'ala. Tumhari zaat ki kisi... Allah Ta'ala, you like to forgive, Allah Ta'ala. You love to bestow, Allah. This is what we have learned. We've learned from our elders. So we have learned from Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you love to forgive Allah. You love to bestow Allah. There's none that is as Rahim, as Kareem as yourself. There's none that is as Jawad as yourself, Allah. There's none that is Rahim, Ghafoor as yourself. There's none that is as Jawad and bestowing and compassionate as yourself, Allah. Allah Ta'ala, your compassion, Allah Ta'ala. We beg your compassion, Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, we beg your compassion, Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, those of our brethren that are going through any type of suffering, financial, in their children, in their marriages, in their businesses, in their properties, in their health, Allah Ta'ala, in any part of the world, those that are languishing in prison, that are under oppression, Allah Ta'ala, wherever they are, Allah Ta'ala, we ask you the same du'as that we made for ourselves, we ask for them as well, Allah Ta'ala. Same du'as that we made for ourselves, Allah, we make for them as well, Allah. Wherever they are, Allah, do forgive them, Allah. So we are sure, Allah, that all these halat are coming upon us because of our own misdoings, Allah. More our own mistakes and our own misdoings. We deserve much more, Allah. We cannot deny that we deserve much more. It is your mercy, Allah, that has forgiven us, Allah. Forgive them as well, Allah. Bring the entire ummah, Allah, on the path that you will be pleased, Allah. Bring them entirely onto the path that you will be pleased to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, you can do it, Allah. You can make it happen. Bring them onto the path. Now they become deserving of your wrath. But if you want in a second, Allah Ta'ala, they can become recipients of your mercy, Allah Ta'ala. They can become deserving of your mercy, Allah Ta'ala. It's only your kindness, Allah Ta'ala. Your karam, your raham. You can make it happen. You can turn the tables around, Allah Ta'ala. Who can stop you, Allah Ta'ala? La mani ali ma atait. Allahumma la mani ali ma atait. La mani alam lima awtait. What you bestow, nobody can stop, Allah Ta'ala. Allah, you make it happen, Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, all that we're supposed to be asking for, and we couldn't ask, Allah Ta'ala, grant that to us also. And what we're supposed to be asking refuge from, and we couldn't ask refuge from, Allah Ta'ala, we ask you refuge from that as well. Allahumma nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'uzu bika min sharri ma sta'adaka minhu nabiyuka محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين